out. It's more or less it must be some caused by some disturbance. Maybe it could be caused from something that the child ate. Mm-hmm. Might have been from overeating or something that caused him to have those wild dreams or nightmare or whatever you call it.
You say he dreamed or he dreamt?
Well, he had a bad dream, you might say that. I've seen children wake up in the night and just be screaming and hollering for bloody murder. Hmm. Yeah. And I guess it could take in quite a scope there. I don't know. It could be something that it might be some physical ailment that caused a child to do that. But I think more or less it was caused by some disturbance, and maybe there's something that they've eaten too much or something like that. Makes them have a bad dream.
And you'd say he'd holler and yell until what happened?
Well, you might wake yourself up. or somebody could wake you, get a hold of you, shake you, wake you up. I've never done any sleepwalking, but I've heard of people getting up and walking around in their sleep. Get up and go clear out of the house, clear outdoors. But I never did have any of that kind of trouble. I've heard of it happening, sleepwalkers. I've been sleeping with a person that was restless. See, would have something that would disturb them, and they'd sit up in bed and just start to hooping and hollering and shaking their hands. Wake me up, and I'd just get a hold of them, shake them, and I'd say, what in the world's going on here? Or something like that. Well, just a minute they'd wake, and why they'd lay right down and back sleep again. That was the end of it.
If you were attending a dance and you saw a young lady and you wanted to help her at home, what would you ask her?
If I wanted to come to my home?
No, if you wanted to accompany her home.
Oh, well, you might be very polite and walk up and say, may I see you home? I think we used to use that when we were youngsters. I never done a great deal of that. But then I believe that would be the proper approach. If she wanted to object, well, then you'd have to just forget it, I guess. Yeah.
And what term would you use for carrying a heavy load? Well, what I'm getting at here is, have you ever heard the word tote?
Yes.
Was that common?
Well, somebody might be discussing the way somebody was moving some heavy object, and he said, well, how did he get all that moved? Well, he toted it. He toted it on his back or on his shoulder. I've heard that word used, tote. Well.
Now, what would you normally use now?
For that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. They'd say, question me about, I'd tell them that I moved something and say, well, how did you ever do that? Oh, I just strong-armed it. Mm-hmm. just with a strong back and weak mind or something like that, you know, to make some expression.